Welcome to Gaia's Love, a podcast to guide you home into your human journey here on Earth. My name is Vivian Gerard, and it is my delight to co-create with Gaia and share our messages from Source in this now moment. Here we go. Episode 474. It is a Friday here in Cincinnati. I am arriving in the space with clear alignment, a big energetic transmission to be sharing with you, and layers of astrology for our minds to understand what is happening in the energy field. So settle in. I am not sure how long we will go. It will be until the energy is complete. And yeah, there's lots of resources available to support all of us through this time. So, the title for today is Aligning Our Potential. And there are two layers to the way that I am transmitting this information, this request, this message that it's time for this alignment. The first is individually. So, are we, how are we, can we, what do we need to do so that we are aligning with our potential individually? And then how does that impact our collective potential? How are our choices individually affecting the collective aligning of our potential? So there's a lot to cover. Let's begin with the astrology, because I feel like the mind often wants to understand, wants to bring in the soul's wisdom, but because things don't make sense, or the structures aren't looking like they used to, or the way that we feel doesn't follow the patterns that it has, or the way other people are engaging with us isn't the way that they usually do, life circumstances just seem to be off or wobbly or intense, time is going faster, and there is what feels like less time to do all the things that we want to do, and there's more that we want to do. There's the squeeze that we can feel, and some of the women in the mastermind I was just in were sharing, it feels like a washing machine cycle, turning so rapidly that we can't quite land our feet and stand in what we know or what we want to create for ourselves. Astrology gives us a lens to look through all of that. And I am not an astrologer, but I do a lot of research. And so I'm bringing that wisdom and lessons learned into this space. I encourage you to do your own research. Astro Butterfly just put out a beautiful article about the most significant transit that we're going through right now, which is Jupiter conjunct Uranus in Taurus. We've talked about the layers in this space many times, the way that the different things happening in the universe stack upon themselves. And so we have this layer that's providing one energy, and then another layer that's got a different energy, and another one on top that and when you stack all of them, it can feel turbulent and disorienting. When we start to unravel what each of them are and look at the energies of each one, or the individual and the collective potential of each one, we become empowered. We are able to stand in our knowing and in our clarity, and then bring in the energy from the astrology and direct it in the way that feels most aligned for us individually. So let's talk about a few of those. The most current one, well, we just did the total solar eclipse. We've talked about that a lot. New moon in Aries, new beginnings. We have Chiron, which is our wound that has been conjunct our life purpose, which is the north node. Those two meeting, this is how it feels to me. Chiron is like this jab that's constantly pushing at us, wanting us to solve it, clear it, fix it, address it. It's just this Like I would talk about when my children were little, they would poke each other just to get each other's attention. It's this sort of jab that's constantly at us, our wound, the thing that we came here as a human individually to work through, to clear, to explore. And then the life purpose, which is what do we do with that wound when we're able to transcend it, when we're able to heal it? How do we align that with what we know our mission is or what we believe our greatest contribution is to the collective experience? What is the life purpose, the thing we came here to be? And it could be a role, a job, it could be a theme, an energy you came here to work through. It could be something you're contributing back to save the world, fix the planet, do the thing. Everyone's North Node is individual for them, and their Chiron, I believe, matches somehow. There's an alchemy that's available when they shift, when they transmute, when the wound suddenly becomes the thing that you're actually able to offer back or direct the rest of your path. So all of this is happening right now. It was exactly conjunct the total solar eclipse, from what I've read, which is like everything condensing. Underneath that, or supporting all of that shifting, we have this Jupiter Uranus conjunction, which is tomorrow. As I'm recording this, it would be tomorrow. And Jupiter is expansion, more amplification. Uranus is like sudden, unexpected turn of events. So we expand the potential of sudden unexpected events in the sign of Taurus, which to me is very much about earthly plane, manifestation, the sensual experience, having resources. It moves every 14 years, 13 to 14 years. So these two planets that move pretty slowly are meeting starting tomorrow and moving into a new cycle for the next 13 to 14 years. So a lot of the astrologers I follow, they suggest going back to 2010, 2011. What was happening then? What was going on in your life? There was a lot happening in mine. A lot was going on in 2010 to 2011. And the themes that I was exploring, I'll name them because I think it always helps to have examples. The themes I was exploring, becoming a single mother, because the divorce was final in 2010, opening up a new relationship after that, which was so different than any of the relationships I had had before that. Going back and forth between multiple places, my parents for a while, and then well, that was a little earlier, my home, and then my boyfriend's home, and then eventually merging homes. The work that I was doing was very marketing business structured. At the same time, energy work entered into my life. And so I was starting to learn how to read energy and how to travel between timelines and dimensions for myself first. Slowly, client work started adding into that. There were so many themes of Uranus, which is like the galactic Jupiter amplifying, bringing it here to Earth. Here we are about to do the next level of it. And this conjunction is in my rising sign. So I feel like there's even more pressure for me, or not, that's not the word, alignment. There's more alignment of my potential being amplified or magnified in what it is I'm here to contribute. How do I express that more? How do I step into more of who I'm here to become? Of course, I have a program starting Monday called Remember Your Power. Like, of course, that would be the thing that I would do as Jupiter and Uranus are conjunct. We have all of that energy. On Monday, we have Earth Day. Earth Day in this new frequency of Jupiter conjunct Taurus, Pluto in Aquarius, post total solar eclipse. Like, there's so much shifting in how we see and understand being a human here on Earth. And that Earth focus day is on Monday. And then on Tuesday, we have a full moon in Scorpio that is square, if I remember it right, square Pluto in Aquarius. Full moon in Scorpio, illumination, Scorpio, things that are not the deceitful, the deceptive, the hidden, the secret coming to light. The things that we maybe don't want others to know coming to light. And underneath all of that, we have Pluto that has moved into Aquarius for a 20-year cycle. Pretty soon going back towards Capricorn and then going into Aquarius. So I sit here giving your mind all of these pieces of information to receive, to ponder, to puzzle over. What does it all mean? What does it mean to you? What does it mean to the collective humanity? And the way I'm sharing or transmitting the energy is it offers us so much alignment, this greater tapestry or canvas on which we get to paint and write and draw into reality who we are, what we want to become individually, and then what that means for the collective energy. So the example I had to bring the two together, the individual and the collective, I was thinking about how do I describe the way I see it? And it looks like a soccer team for me. Could be whatever sport you want, but I decided on soccer. On a soccer team, there's the one person who actually kicks the ball in and makes the goal. But it takes everybody on that team working together, passing the ball around, listening, supporting, paying attention to, giving their very best to have the goals made. And there's not a lot of goals usually made in a soccer match. It takes the coordination. The magic of watching that game is all of the interplay that's happening. It's fun to watch the one that kicks it in, but it's even more fun to see how all these other things had to happen and everyone played their best to get that goal. When we are aligning with our potential individually, when I am the best version of me that I came here to be, without my wound holding me back anymore, when I am in absolute alignment with what I know I'm being called to do, my life's purpose, the work I'm here to share and do and contribute and be in this world, when I am in alignment with that individually, and I give my very best in every day to all the things that I'm here to express and be and feel, and everyone around me is impacted because I'm at my best. The game improves because I'm at my best. And when my husband is doing that, and my daughter, and my son, and my stepdaughters, and the grandbabies, and the friends, and the coworkers, and the, when all of us, the peers, the clients, all of us are at our best, and we start playing in that frequency, that's Pluto in Aquarius. That's, I am bringing everything I've got to the community experience, to the collective co-creation. So that now we're aligning our potential. We're aligning our collective potential as a humanity, and it's going straight forward in alignment with the best true life purpose of humanity. What is that? What is the best life purpose for humanity at this time on our planet? I believe there are a few basics that I could name that maybe many of us could get behind. Hopefully all of us could, but perhaps not. One is respect for the home that we live in, which is Gaia. Respect in the sense of we love our planet. We are so grateful to be able to come play as souls in human bodies in this planet. We know the complexity, the dynamic energy that is the consciousness of this planet that allows us to be here, that holds 8 billion of us all co-creating together. Gaia is our home, and we align with the potential that she offers us because we respect her. We want to contribute our best to her. It's the difference between playing on a field, trying to play soccer on a field that's all rocks. It's just dust and dirt. It's dry. There's no water to nourish you when you get too hot. That's what it would be like if we continue on the path of disrespecting, not honoring this incredible home that we get to play in. Compared to the most beautiful grass that has never had chemicals on it, that is nourished by the sun and fed by fresh spring water, that is greeted with gratitude every time the players step onto the field. They're like, this is the most amazing soccer field I've ever played on. I can play my best on this field. I can run so fast because I know there's no holes that will trip me up. I know that this grass is cared for and loved, and I can feel that energy. That's how we could engage with our planet. So that's a basic life purpose for humanity. The second would be, we're humans. We're humans. We're not computers. We're not robots. We're humans. We have feelings. We have creative energy. I just watched an incredible podcast by Andre Ducume and, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on his name. How can I not remember his name? But they were talking about, oh my goodness, I'll remember it. I'll put the link in the description. That is shameful for me, but it was more the content than the person that I was absolutely like, what is happening here? But he was describing just so many of the ways that the story could be told and how do we choose to tell the story. Now I'm all caught up why I can't remember his name. Isn't that so funny? It threw me off track. This is the thing. It's not about the individual. It's about the energy that flows through the individual, the consciousness that streams through. And when we do that, when we're each contributing our best, the collective becomes one. It's like they're just streaming information. Greg Braden. Right? Greg Braden? Is that right? I'm pretty sure it is. Shame on me. All right, let's regroup for a second. This is the thing. It's not about the individual when we talk about the true life purpose of humanity. It's not about one person. It's not about what did Viv say or Greg say or Andre say or The Rock say or anybody say. It's how does the stepping into our greatest potential, each one of us individually, how does the alignment of that support the overall collective alignment of humanity? And I say it amplifies it. It streamlines it. It adds so much momentum to the current of where we can go and what we can do. So respect for our planet. Respect for the fact that we're human. We came here to be human, to have emotions, to feel, to create, to be this incredible complex thing, species that is called the human. Not the computer, not the robot. Does that mean we don't use those resources? No, of course we do. But does that mean they replace the human? I don't believe so. And so how does that happen? How do we stay in alignment with the potential of the human species? Each one of us individually owns our humanity, expresses our humanity, celebrates our humanity, lives from our humanity. It means we make mistakes, we feel things, we get messy, we talk about it, we share about it, and we come back into alignment. We feel the wound come up, we name the wound, and then we redirect and align it with our purpose. Okay, how do I get back on track? How do I stay in the flow of who I'm here to become? We keep realigning with the best version of ourselves. It's like the soccer player on the field who falls and something hurts. One of the muscles is tight or they trip and something feels like it might be twisted and they take a pause. They watch the game for a moment. Strength and steady. When they're at their best again, they go back out and they play at their best and they contribute at their best. We're human. We're going to have the times where we stop and we feel and we rest and we doubt and, okay, get back up. Give it your best. Be your best. Embody your best. So those seem to be the only two important things, because nothing else is coming to mind. Respect for our planet and respect for the fact that we're here to be human. And then we know there's potential. There's something that is shifting. So this is why I brought up all of the astrology. I believe the universe has started to clean the canvas off, rinse off some of the old stuff that really doesn't serve us anymore to be focused on or to be worrying about or to be holding or to be carrying. We've crumbled some structures that are not, that were in alignment before and are no longer in alignment now. We're starting to bend. We're taking time, which is one of the structures of the planet, of the canvas. And we're like kind of morphing it a little bit. There are some collective shifts that are happening. And now I believe astrology is coming in and going, what do you want to do? Individuals and humanity as a collective, what do you want to do? What's the next chapter of this human story that we are writing? Who's writing it? We're writing it individually. I'm writing it, you're writing it. Every single influencer, celebrity, famous person, sports person, person who's sitting at home, every person, every soul in a human body is co-writing what this next expression of humanity is becoming. And I believe we are being invited to step into our best, to align individually with our highest potential, our greatest potential, and contribute that. And from that, the whole collective experience rises. So, how do we do that? Well, you gotta do some work. You gotta figure out where you're being held back. And often we know, we already know. I mean, we know. It's nice when it's reflected to us. It just sort of validates, but we already know. So you start there. And then when that first step that you know you need to do is complete, you get quiet again and you listen until you know what the next one is. And then you do that one. And you walk yourself through this time. What's really helpful is when you have community around you and then they reflect when you're hiding and they reflect when they know you're not at your best. And then you're like, oh man. But that's the joy of the soccer team that's playing on the field. If it was just one person who had to go play the entire game by themselves, they'd get bored so fast. They'd just walk away and do something else. The beauty of humanity, the draw, the magnetism of Gaia is her energy saying, lots of you come play. Let's see how you do. Let's bring 8 billion of you here. And let's see how you do. Let's see what you co-create. We have all these beautiful humans, souls embodied in human bodies, souls embodied in human suits here to play with us. So you magnetize towards you those who are going to help you align with your best potential. If you don't know where they are, you find them. I have a great group called the Practicum. Let's build in that space. You hang with people who are committed to this sort of exploration. It's a big transmission coming through. And I'm excited for it. I have been reprimanded by my soul so many times over the last few weeks in different conversations through people that I trust in my community, through my family. I have been, you know, a mirror reflecting to me the places where I'm not at my best, where I am holding back my power, where I'm limiting the truth that I know wants to flow through me. Because when I show up at my best, most empowered, and I walk from that space, it serves everyone around me. Now, I know that. You know that. We all know that. But then we hide and we pull back. We stay safe. We stay small. So here is this invitation to say, don't do that anymore. Let's do better. Let's be better. Let's step into our greatness, our brilliance, because we know that that's who we are inside. So as all of this lands for you, there are a few resources. If you're on Insight Timer, the app, I just uploaded a meditation that is called Full Moon in Scorpio Plus on my teacher profile. So you just look up my name and the meditation is there waiting. It's a beautiful way to bring all of the pieces together and align them. If this is feeling like, oh, it's a challenging experience to feel my potential or to know what the next steps are, and I really want your eyes on me, Viv, to help me look at it and open the next expression, set up an activation session. And if you're ready, you're like, deep dive. I'm ready. I feel this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. I'm so excited for what this means. Remember, your power starts on Monday, on Earth Day. And we will be walking together for 10 days, 8 activation sessions where I am going to be downloading, streaming consciousness through me, which is one of my major contributions to humanity. One of the ways that I am in my greatest potential is when I trust the flow of energy and I step out of the way as the human and allow that transmission to come through. And so we're going to do that chakra by chakra for 8 days starting on Monday, and it will be a life-changing experience. I am so excited for it. It will be recorded, so if you can't join live and you listen to this sometime later, it will be available for you to access whenever the timing is right for you. The exchange is $2,222. It is going to be worth every penny times, I don't even know, 100, 1,000, a million. We'll see what comes through. I don't know yet. But I know because I'm going to be in alignment, it's the right next step and it will be serving the collective consciousness. So be gentle with yourself. Trust what you know inside. Act from that space. And I will see you back here next week. So much love. Thank you for tuning into this vibration of pure love. Let's take this message of Gaia's love out into all of our relationships and communities today. So much love from my heart to yours.